Now, a few minutes ago, we were doing Friday Funnies, and then all of a sudden, the door of the studio opens up, and six firefighters come walking in from Madison Station number 7. We have a few more of them that we decided to keep in studio, and right now we're
clearly
joined.
Clearly, our show is on fire this morning. Y'all needed to check in and make sure we were okay, huh?
We got Lieutenant Rob in. What's going on? How are we doing today?
Day's going on great. I didn't realize it was going to be off to a hot start like it is.
Welcome to Midwest Family Broadcasting in today's Q106.
Did someone burn something in the break room again? Because that happens occasionally.
No microwave popcorn on fire today. Basically, just a heat sensor went off in the building, and we're here to check it out and make sure that the Q106 staff is safe along with the rest of your co-workers.
I have to blame Andy on that one. She's firing them heat sensors off on a Friday.
Gosh, thanks. It's probably all that wine I drank last night. Jeez Louise. So we really appreciate it. It's funny because I got a message from our reception. She's like, the fire department's here. I'm like, oh, shoot, are we on fire? Usually we're the ones that are telling you, like, if there's a problem, then we're like, we gotta go.
Also, where we're located at, we're in a carpeted room, which I'm guessing is a tinderbox, and we're kind of in the middle of the building, so we got a few steps to take before we're outside.
This is perfect timing that you guys are here, though, because Thanksgiving is next week, and I know my mom, she's had some smoke in the kitchen before when we're trying to cook that turkey. You guys have any tips for fires and stuff around Thanksgiving time?
Anything to avoid or anything you would like to see people avoid? Like, you see something, you're like, why do you people do
Zach?
That? We're going to be at your house.
Don't microwave the whole turkey.
Okay.
Turning your microwave on for 5 hours straight is a bad idea.
Okay. Oh my gosh, did someone do that?
I can neither confirm nor deny the actions of the residents of the city of Madison.
So have you guys ever been called out to someone who had a little deep frying turkey accident? Because I know those have potential to light a garage on fire. Have you guys ever had some of those this time of year?
Yeah, we've had the garage on fire and then extended into a house. You don't slam dunk your turkey into one of those type of...
Come on.
Yeah.
Especially on a wooden deck.
Oh,
be smarter so these guys don't have to work harder.
Come on. What are you guys going to be doing for Thanksgiving? Are you going to be working or spending time with family?
I got family this weekend.
So now, do you guys invite family to the fire station? Because you guys have a kitchen and things like that. So is there a Thanksgiving dinner at the fire station?
Oh, absolutely. The fire department's a second family to us. So when we're stuck working the weekends, we try to have family in. And we've had meals, goodness, probably 40, 50 people at the station, you know, when you get all the family together.
What's your go-to Thanksgiving dish?
Oh, I love the canned cranberries. Those are my favorite.
Canned cranberries?
Absolutely.
I thought you were going to say the candied sweet potatoes.
Yeah, candied
the
yams.
I'm going to bring you some of my mom's homemade cranberries.
Bring it on over.
As you see, Zach puts a lot of preparation into his Thanksgiving Day feast. You know, if it doesn't come out of a can, it doesn't hit the table at the fire station.
Well, you can get those Pringles that taste like they got Thanksgiving-flavored Pringles now, so you can bring those to the party, too.
I think we just got the menu figured out for Thursday.
There we go. Well, we appreciate you guys coming in and keeping us safe and doing the hard work that you do. And a reminder that, you know, while you're spending Thanksgiving, there are folks, our first responders in the area that are still at work. And we appreciate what you guys do for all of us.
Station 7, you rock our worlds.
Thank you.